This is the New American Bible, the Old Testament, continuing with the book of Ezra, chapter 3, Restoration of the Altar. Now when the seventh month came, after the Israelites had settled in their cities, the people gathered at Jerusalem as one man. Then Jeshua, son of Jozadak, together with his brethren the priests, and Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, together with his brethren, set about rebuilding the altar of the God of Israel, in order to offer on it the holocausts prescribed in the law of Moses, the man of God. Despite their fear of the peoples of the land, they replaced the altar on its foundations, and offered holocausts to the Lord on it, both morning and evening. They also kept the Feast of Booths in the manner prescribed, and they offered the daily holocausts in the proper number required for each day. Thereafter, they offered the established holocaust, the sacrifices prescribed for the new moons, and all the festivals sacred to the Lord, and those which anyone might offer as a freewill gift to the Lord. From the first day of the seventh month, they began to offer holocausts to the Lord, though the foundation of the temple of the Lord had not yet been laid. Founding of the temple. Then they hired stonecutters and carpenters, and sent food and drink and oil to the Sidonians and Tyrians, that they might ship cedar trees from the Lebanon to the port of Joppa, as Cyrus king of Persia had authorized. In the year after their coming to the house of God in Jerusalem, in the second month, Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua, son of Jozadak, together with the rest of their brethren, the priests and Levites, and all who had come from the captivity to Jerusalem, began by appointing the Levites 20 years of age and over, to supervise the work on the house of the Lord. Jeshua and his sons and brethren, with Kadmiel and Binui, son of Henadad, and their sons and their brethren, the Levites, stood as one man to supervise those who were engaged in the work on the house of God. When the builders had laid the foundation of the Lord's temple, the vested priests, with the trumpets and the Levites, sons of Asaph, were stationed there with the cymbals to praise the Lord in the manner laid down by David, king of Israel. They alternated in songs of praise and thanksgiving to the Lord, for he is good, for his kindness to Israel endures forever. And all the people raised a great shout of joy, praising the Lord because the foundation of the Lord's house had been laid. Many of the priests, Levites, and family heads, the old men who had seen the former house, cried out in sorrow as they watched the foundation of the present house being laid. Many others, however, lifted up their voices in shouts of joy, and no one could distinguish the sound of the joyful shouting from the sound of those who were weeping, for the people raised a mighty clamor, which was heard afar off.